Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Rebecca Lavoie, in for Virginia Prescott. More than 25 years after the death of former dictator Enver Hoxha, Albania has more concrete bunkers than it knows what to do with. Hulking relics of a bygone era, the forgotten structures number around 750,000. That's one bunker for every four Albanian citizens. The process of bunkerization, which lasted Hoxha's entire 40-year rule, has fascinated historians but remained as obscure to the rest of the world as Albania itself. David Gullhard is hoping to change that. He's a photographer and author of the award-winning photo book Concresco, which paints a portrait of Albania and its landscape of historic paranoia. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us the story of these bunkers. Why were they built?
At a certain point, Albania, or at least Enver Hoxha, decided to apart from Big Brother Russia, and he broke with the Warsaw Pact. And at that point, he was afraid that actually that the country would be invaded by either the East or the West Front. He figured that it was best that Albanian people would be able to defend their own country.
Well, let's just talk about the number and where they are. They number 24 to every square kilometer. There's, like I said, one for every four citizens of the country. What does the landscape look like there? Can you just describe it for us?
Actually, it's a really beautiful landscape. Albania is a beautiful country. You have a lot of different kind of landscape in such a small surface. But if you drive through it, you see these bunkers pop up everywhere. And most of them are actually on the close to the borders. But even inside of the country, you have plains just covered with bunkers, and also in the mountains.
Looking at the bunkers, they're dome-shaped. Some of them are partially buried, but they're kind of crumbling. I'm wondering if there have been any makeshift uses for these bunkers now that they've been stripped of their original purpose.
Directly after the fall of communism in 1991, the country was already quite poor. 80% of all the money from the country was spent on military purposes. So there were no houses built, no roads built. And after the fall of communism, people started to use the bunkers as a home or to begin a small shop, like it could be a tattoo shop or to grow mushrooms in them or make a cafeteria. So they are still sort of used.
What is the size range? Is there enough room inside of one to make a home or a business?
You have three kinds of bunkers. You have the really small ones. I can barely stand in them. Then you have a bigger size, which is also a dome. And those are quite good for making a small shop. And you have a certain kind of bunker that is built into the mountains. So you have a tunnel going into the mountains and a concrete platter, I think is the word, in front of that. And those actually can be used to build a home.
Are locals in Albania at all fond of these bunkers? Do they have a cultural or aesthetic or even a historic value for the people there?
I think for most people they don't, but it really depends on who you speak to. I have some interviews in the book with military, well, actually they were professors, but they trained people to fight in these bunkers. And those two men think that all the bunkers should be sort of adopted as monuments. But there's also a man who helped to build the bunkers. And there's actually one on his land, and he's a farmer. And it's really in the way of doing his work. He has to go around it. So it's for him, it doesn't really work. And he would like to see them all removed. But he has to pay for it himself.
Now, your book, Concresco, does expose this part of history. You have some incredible photographs of these bunkers and the people of Albania. But you've said that you're trying to tell a story about that country. What story are you trying to tell with the photos of these bunkers?
Well, the interesting thing with Albania is that for a long time, it was really an eastern country. It was behind the curtain. But now they're looking really towards the west, to the west of Europe, of course, because they're sort of attached right on the border of Western Europe and also to America. But they still carry this dictatorial history with them. And you really notice that with one foot, they're still in the east and with the other one in the west. And that sort of splits up the country and makes it hard for them to form their own identity. So they're in sort of a transition stage, and I think that is a really interesting stage of a country to focus on.
A transition phase. You've also talked a lot about Albania as being a very big fan of the West, especially being very pro-America. What strikes me is that they're sort of a little bit out of step with today's America. In 2011, for example, the prime minister erected a statue of George W. Bush, How do they view us there? What is the picture they paint of us?
I wouldn't really know how they think about Americas, but it's the first country I ever visited that has bars named after George W. Bush. They have this statue together with the Albanian flag. You see a lot of American flags, some European flags, but actually you see more American flags. Also, a lot of people ask me if I was an American, and they look sort of disappointed when I was not. So all those small things, I noticed that they are quite pro-American. The exact reason, I don't know. Probably because America is one of the really a Western country. It's probably some sort of example of who they want to be.
You've said that, Concresco, your book is not Albania, but it's your vision of Albania. What is that vision now after visiting there and taking these photos?
It's much more than the country that I thought I knew. When you're in Holland and you hear anything about Albania, it's probably bad. You hear about women trafficking, cars being stolen from Germany. So all the little slices of news you hear are negative. And like so many other countries, if you visit the country, you will find a completely different country than you think you know. I found a country that is extremely beautiful, has lovely people who helped me make this book and were proud to show me their country and were proud that somebody was interested in showing it to other people. That is something that I also wanted to show to a bigger crowd, that it's not only the poor Albania with all the negative news you hear about.
David Halyard is a photographer and author of the award-winning photo book Concresco. We reached him in the Netherlands via Skype. David, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
We've posted links to more on the book, including a slideshow of some of David's photos taken of Albania's many abandoned bunkers at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, Brady Carlson joins us for what he's rounded up from the web this week. Here's what's awesome when Word of Mouth continues.